Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. From our weekly sermon, we're delighted that you're here and we want to share with you some hope. And in fact, that's the sermon title this time, Share Hope, from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Jesus went back to Capernaum, and after a few days, people heard that he was at home. Then so many of them came to the house that there wasn't even standing room left in front of the door. Jesus was still teaching when four people came up carrying a crippled man on a mat, but because of the crowd, they could not get him to Jesus. So they made a hole in the roof above him and let the man down in front of everyone. When Jesus saw how much faith they had, he said to the crippled man, "My friend, your sins are forgiven." Some of the teachers of the law of Moses were sitting there. They started wondering why he would say such a thing. He must think he is God. Only God can forgive sins. Right away, Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he said, "Why are you thinking such things? Is it easier for me to tell this crippled man that his sins are forgiven or to tell him to get up and pick up his mat and go on home? I will show you that the Son of Man has the right to forgive sins here on earth." So Jesus said to the man, "Get up, pick up your mat, and go on home." The man got right up. He picked up his mat and went out while everyone watched in amazement. They praised God and said, "We've never seen anything like this." For sure. So many, many years ago when I was in Sunday school, I remember hearing this story from Mark's gospel. And I remember thinking how cool it was that the paralyzed man's friends somehow dug through a roof to lower him down to where Jesus was sitting and teaching. I'm not sure I understood what paralyzed meant. I'm not sure I had any idea what it would take to open up a roof. Certainly, I wasn't sure how they lowered him down. Instead, what I was taken by was the work, the effort, the tenacity, the devotion with which they worked in order that their friend somehow got to where Jesus was, the rabbi known as a healer. And my wonder went in two directions. First, what was it about this paralyzed man that motivated his friends so? Was it his desperate situation, or was it more? Was he the kind of man who, despite his ailment, inspired the love and devotion of those who knew him? Was he kind and generous, so much so that others around him loved and respected him so much that to get him to the healer by hook or by crook was an absolute necessity? If I can be that kind of man, I want to be. I want to be the kind of person where my friends are willing to do almost anything to help me when I'm in a pinch. In so many ways, if indeed this man was that kind of friend, then he was very much like Jesus. So much so that when Jesus saw him, he saw a kindred spirit. On the other hand, what about these friends? When was the last time you went out of your way to help someone who you just know needs a boost? Friendship is so powerful. Did you know that most people who come to a church to visit and then choose to stay at that church do so for one reason only? And it's not the preaching, it's not the music, and it's not the childcare. It's friendship. It's finding a friend to share the pew with. It's having someone there on Sunday morning you look forward to seeing, and who is hoping you will be there too, and who will seek you out if you miss just one Sunday because they miss you too. Churches that work hard at growing deep and meaningful friendships between their members and with everyone new who visits are powerhouses because of the intricately woven framework of love and support that exists beneath the Sunday worship experience. For those of us who pray regularly that God would grow this church as he desires, we also need to pray for friendships, and not just friendships between old established members, but new growing friendships with each person God sends for us to befriend. Remember, no one comes here unless God has sent them. So to fail in friendship with them is to fail the God who entrusted them to our care, not to the pastor's care, but to our care as the body of Christ. These friends of the paralyzed man are amazing. They not only carry the man from home to the place where Jesus is teaching, but seeing the crowd realize this man who can't walk will never get near enough to him to perhaps be one of the ones who is healed today. So acting like Dave and Kevin and a few other crazies that inhabit this church, they come up with the insane plan of just opening up the roof and dropping their friend down. It's an obvious solution, right? Our friend is outside, Jesus is inside, let's tear off the roof. Evidently, it didn't require power tools, which is always more fun. Instead, the roof, probably being thatch or stucco, then just got ripped up, and the folks tied ropes to the corners of the blanket and hoisted them over the side and down. Imagine Jesus and the people down below going, "What the heck is going on?" And then there he is. And notice, if you would, that little half smile on Jesus' face as he watched what was happening. The scripture says, when Jesus saw how much faith they had, that is, how much faith the friends had. Did it ever occur to you that your faith on behalf of your friends matters? Now, we've all survived Christmas. We've talked about seeing hope and hearing hope, and we have told and retold the story of Jesus' birth. But do you understand that sharing hope, sharing not only the good news, the story, but making it real by doing hope, by bringing your friends to the Master, matters? When you pray for a friend, when you invite a friend, when you care for a friend, when you choose to become a friend, you are helping carry them into the presence of Jesus. And Jesus sees what you have done. And it is why he calls you a good and faithful servant. Once on the floor of the room, there was a debate as to whether Jesus could forgive sins, and it ended when Jesus said to the man, "Get up, pick up your mat, and go home." And as the man went home, what do you think the chances are that those friends surrounded him and hugged him, cheered for him, and celebrated his healing all night long? Because that is what friends do. Be a friend that Jesus can look up to. Just saying. And amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast from our regular podcast, Today's Word. If you'd like to contact us, you can do that at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com. That's Otisville with two L's. Or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thank you so much for joining us.